Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's Podcast of the Ages, all about law of attraction, drug addictions, relationships, and much more. Hosted by Stefan Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. We'll be right back with the show right after this. Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to this podcast today. Today's topic is how to clean up our messes. How to clean up our messes in our lives. So what do I mean by that? Now, messes in our lives could be many different things. But for me, it was my drug addictions, my alcoholism, my smoking marijuana, my non-supportive stories, my negative attitudes in life. So those are the things I had to clean up in my life to create greatness in my life. These are the messes that we leave behind, and if we don't clean them up, they don't serve us towards our future. Because we want to live this passionate life that we've always wanted. I believe that to be 100% true. So how do we clean up our messes? There's many different ways. You know, we can get our vacuum out and we can start cleaning them up. But that's partially true. The vacuum is by taking responsibility. I've talked about this before. But looking at ourselves and looking at life through a magnifying glass. And what do we see that stops us from growing into the person that we were meant to be? Because if we have those messes linger in our lives, they don't serve us. They don't serve a purpose. They only sit there and get messier and messier and messier. And all of a sudden, you have this big pile of non-supportive stories, big pile of negativity in your life that never allows you to move forward. Because it clutters your mind of all that you don't want in your life. When you start to release them, one mess at a time, all of a sudden you have a clear mind, a clear focus, a clear path to success, a clear path to whatever you want to do. But if you don't see the floor, then how can you walk? There's no path to walk if you have just junk on the floor. And I've seen this with many different hoarders in this world. They can't even move in their house because they're so limited. And this, just imagine those messes are blocking us from the doorway to wherever we want to go. You're crawling over all these garbage and boxes, but that I'm incorporating that into our walking over all these non-supportive stories, all the negativity in our lives. Do you rather have a clear path or a big, huge mountain of garbage, big mess? Means I'm talking about if you have a bad habit of smoking, drinking, or if you have a bad habit of not being so nice to people, or you have a narcissist attitude towards life, poor me attitude. These are all messes in our life that are not serving us. So when we start cleaning them up one by one, all of a sudden your life becomes much clearer, much more focused. Is when a focused mind creates more. And every single task we have in life, we have to finish them. Because if you have these unfinished business, then we're unable to move forward on that path. When you feel it, it reveals it right away. And for example, you know, if I didn't clean up my act, my life, all the messes in my life, and I am cleaning them up. Don't get me wrong. If my life was perfect, then I wouldn't live here anymore because my life would be finished. I'd be completed. And then I'd move on to the next life. Well, as I'm saying, and what I'm saying, as you're going through life, because all these messes are from when we started out in life. And as they've accumulated, they've gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. When you face them one at a time, oftentimes they're all connected with each other. All of a sudden they start disappearing one by one. Sometimes even you don't even know they're disappearing in your life. So for example, I had smoked 2.5 packs of cigarettes a day, and I had issues with my health. But I was more focused on stopping cigarettes because it was costing me too much money. And it cleaned up my health. It helped my bank account. Same with alcohol, it cost me too much money. It created issues in my life, with my relationship, with my family, and so forth. And those things, you start cleaning up, and different aspects of your life start to clear up. It's part of the chain reaction of when you get rid of these messes. Look in yourself in the mirror and ask these questions. Are these messes serving me? How can I improve on my life by releasing some of these messes in my life? And all of a sudden you have this clear path. Like I said, the floor is all nice and clean and you're moving everything away. And that's another thing too, is you know how they do the spring cleaning? You can do a spring cleaning every single day, every single week, every single month. And all of a sudden, you don't have so many messes in your life. And now they're all cleaned up, as they call it, tie up those loose ends. And all of a sudden, they're all tied in a nice little bow. And all of a sudden, they're in the waste paper basket, and they're in the garbage, and they're disappearing. And the dump truck or the garbage man comes and picks them up. And it's the same way. You start getting rid of these in your own thoughts, in your own subconscious mind, and the universe starts to filter them out, and they start to disappear. And all of a sudden you have this life that you've really start to enjoy. But there's different other aspects of life that you're still cleaning up, and it's still happening in your life. You start cleaning those up, starts cleaning up all these messes in your life, you'll start to feel much better in life. I guarantee it. Because I know, by experience, for my life, I had a pile of messes in my life. And I started cleaning them up, and my life started to shift around and create much more positive energy in my life, way more positive than I ever had my entire life. So I'll be right back with a recap right after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Thank You Life 101, all about personal growth while creating a clear path to success in your life. Be right back with the host, Stefan Neff, right after this. Hello and welcome back to the recap. So, number one is taking responsibility. I do for all the messes in our life, because no one else creates our messes except for ourselves. No one. Number one, take one bite. As I said, how do you eat a frog? You know, one bite at a time, or an elephant, whatever it may be. Yeah. So how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So you got to take one step forward and to take one of those pieces of your life garbage and your mess, and then put it in the waste paper basket, garbage, and then get rid of it. And then the next one, and the next one, and the next one. If you feel overwhelmed, then take little bites. And all of a sudden, there's nothing left. Your plate's empty, the elephant's all in your stomach, and you're ready to rock and roll. Very important. Remember, always live the life that you've always wanted, always desired, and dreamed of in your life. So everybody have a fantastic day, and always thinking of your future. Very important. Bye-bye for now. And we're out.